Of the BH Sales Kennel Cult Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you by our invitation were applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul. Each and every day, now 6 years and running daily, three audio versions, my YouTube channel, which is what this is. Like us, share us, Bill Holt at 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us. Subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. Continue paying it forward. We ask two probing questions each and every day in the descriptions of our shows with in-studio guests and without, seven times a week. During the confines of each and every month, the six-year anniversary will actually happen midsummer, I believe, in August this year as it becomes. So again, thank you for your continued support and joining us each and every day. Today, this is kind of a recap of what will be upcoming in two of my factions of audio shows, one being the main mentor moments in business and in life, mostly in life, now fully retired 2 years in for myself, continuing to do these shows mostly in goodwill ambassadorship, paying them forward. And then also another faction of an audio show, Workouts for Geriatrics, a.k.a. Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, talking about health and wellness. Here today, this will be the YouTube snippet for Reel, R-E-E-L, and hopefully the content is perceived as R-E-A-L. And what I want to talk about and isolate here is continuing to talk about legacy, mine, yours and ours, and mine has always been, at least for the last 17 years and counting, soon to be in October of, not to rush it, a full 17 years, about my blessed granddaughter, Ada, and the businesses in the background very long ago, far away, when we had them named for her, and they're still there in name, but past tense as far as providing those products back when and so on and so forth. But this all leads to the great blessing that I had yesterday to see both her and my son, rarities in this ever-changing world, although they both live less than 5 miles away from me, like probably most of us can raise our hands to that, whatever our dynamics is in your Main Street. Mine's Main Street, Portland, Maine. We talk about events, Main Street, Portland, Maine, USA, and around the world. And using my blessed global exposure of my shows that I've been blessed to have, that's due to you guys and gals and your interaction and helping us stay fresh by answering the poll questions. And please do consider the two that will be out, my audio versions of those shows, a little bit later today. So quickly here, within the visit yesterday, and it's a very long story. Those of you that follow the show and have for a while know about the way I eat, the way I've chosen to eat, and then the progression of the years of how my eating habits have changed. La-di-dee-da. Believe it or not, it's true. I had my first Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich of any sort yesterday with my son and my granddaughter, and my wife Kath was in presence, of course, but she decided not to imbibe. So that's kind of an inside family joke that it's taken this long to have and enjoy that experience. So we had a good chuckle over that. And in that conversation, for those of you that follow the show, for those of you that might be new, I've been on this campaign for quite some time now, specifically about Mandarin self-teaching, which is an attribute of my granddaughter's, and she'll be tutoring me in this upcoming summer program that we're talking about in different aspects. And it kind of all really ties into her aspirations for secondary education when it gets here. She's just about completed her junior year, early June when it becomes, in high school. And as the summer becomes, and she, you know, eventually starts her senior year in high school in September as it becomes, This week being April vacation at the time of this taping on the 14th, Sunday of, she already is going down with some cohort friends and her mom in the Boston area, which they're exploring, you know, her wish list couple of schools this weekend upcoming. So all of this ties in. She does very well academically. Those of you that do join the show, they're going to, oh my God, he's going to get started on that again. I tease a little bit. I do try to keep my neutrality and bias aside, but, you know, very proud of Ada. In many, many regards, she's very, very, very smart, bright, and that's rewarding, fulfilling, and gives this old man console when I do go and my time comes that I feel comfortable that she's going to be self-sufficient in this ever-changing world. Case in point, I started these bucket lists by choice in retirement. Everybody's entitled to their own version of. Mine doesn't encompass world travel or travel, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with anybody's bucket list. Mine happens to be continuing to try to have self-enrichment to keep my bean on, and, you know, whatever progression goes on as I climb the chronology ladder, but more so to stay challenged in all of these categories that I've always enjoyed, history, science, and I give to enjoy it vicariously through my granddaughter. So this summer, we're going to embark on an internship program where she'll be helping me out with the podcast. In and of itself, we, you know, batted around some ideas yesterday together, and I enjoyed that thoroughly, talking about some ideas. And we've been talking behind the scenes, and she's FaceTime a couple of times. In the occasions that I do get to see her in person, we're laying out the game plan on the proverbial drawing board for some ideas. What I would love to have happen, we'll see how it feathers out. She enlightened me yesterday in with her dad and talking with Graham and catching up on she's going to entertain and I think actually take some cyberspace security courses in her very, very wonderful alternative high school here in Greater Portland, Castle Bay. It's just a gift that allowed Ada and many students there to actually literally and figuratively blossom outside of what's going on in the world arena and, you know, the upside down world that certainly education's been affected by, for sure. So, having said that, that's something she's going to embark upon, I believe, as next senior year becomes. And I thought that might be a really good thing for her to expand upon when she gets here to do so as well, because I teased her. I said, your function is to get your generation to listen to my show. I was kidding around a little tiny bit. I'm blessed that I have listeners of her age bracket listening in, and I've had guests that young with their own entrepreneurial endeavors, be it books and so on and so forth on my show. Now, with all humor aside, her friends and herself and folks of that age certainly aren't sitting around going, hey, listen, he's about to release another show. I tease a little tiny bit. But at the same time, that gives her a chance to enunciate what she's aspiring to do in bullet points on her resumes and applications college-wise, data sheets, all of the above. And then in the not-too-distant future, in reality, when she embarks on a career of whichever way she chooses to go, when that happens in, oh my goodness, you know, 4 to 5 years or whatever from now. So she'll be embarking, hopefully, with me to some degree this summer, and I tease her. Because I set it up that I want her to enjoy her summer as a young teenager as well. And she will, the way that we've encompassed this, that it'll happen. So I'm very excited about that. And I'm going to embark, along with these other things, self-teaching JavaScript. Well, I knew JavaScript long ago, far away, in a different time frame in my life. It's all antiquated, dead, revamped. The language is different, but I did take JavaScript in its form then in the 1970s. So I'm going to self-bone up, and I've been talking about it and reading about it and blogging about it and talking about how this incorporates into a main mentor moment just in business and in life. Always self-enrich yourself, whatever it is. It keeps you vibrant at any age. That came up in conversation with my granddaughter yesterday, too, because it's so true. She's read an incredible amount of books, and it started at a very early age. It was instilled in her in the great school. She, from grammar school on up, her mom is an educator teacher. Her grandma, Graham, is a retired educator for 43 years, and she has influence in other educational within the family tree as well, and she has an extensive family. And when she got all the way through now at this alternative program, having have a taste of the other form of high school on a local level, it wasn't